This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 240 for Tuesday, January 28th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market recovered from Monday's losses, albeit with mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were higher, while European rapeseed was mixed. Protests at two Libyan ports and weak Chinese economic data resulted in crude oil prices heading in both directions. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The March canola contract was up $9 per ton at $639.70. In the U.S., corn and wheat made healthy gains, while soybeans were steady. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported private export sales of 139,000 tons of corn to Mexico, as well as 132,000 tons to South Korea in the current marketing year. CONAB estimated Safrinha corn crop planting in Brazil at 1.4% complete, compared to 10.3% last year due to weather concerns. Because of similar concerns in Argentina, crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier cut its corn production estimate for that country by 1 million tons at 47 million. Meanwhile, he kept his estimate for Brazilian corn unchanged at 125 million tons. The March corn contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.85. CONAB reported the Brazilian soybean harvest at 3.2% complete, compared to 8.6% 1 year ago. Cordonnier left his Brazilian soybean production estimate unchanged at 170 million tons, while cutting Argentina's by 2 million tons at 49 million. ANAC estimated January soybean exports from Brazil at 1.5 million tons, down 720,000 from its previous estimate. Moderate to heavy rains are expected for much of Brazil over the next 2 weeks. U.S. Representative Beth Van Dyne from Texas has introduced Bill H.R. 549, which would repeal 45Z tax credits for clean fuels, according to a media report. The March soybean contract was unchanged at $10.45 U.S. per bushel. Texas released its state crop production report on Monday, showing winter wheat conditions at 42% good to excellent, similar to last week and well above the same week last year. Tunisia tendered for 100,000 tons of optional origin milling wheat and another 100,000 tons of durum for March and April delivery. European Union wheat exports totaled 12.8 million tons in the current marketing year as of January 26, down from 19.35 million 1 year earlier. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.45. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.61. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.98. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.